my brothers and sisters, last night I developed a very fine sore throat. Exactly what a speaker doesn't want. But thank God that your pastor is a true Kansan and very resilient. And so he's willing to read my homily. Maybe that's the way God wants it. So here's Father Ted to give my homily.
Everyone wants a strong marriage, a healthy, happy family. And that is what God wants for us too. Marriage is the vocation of the majority of the human race. You want a strong marriage because you won't be happy unless there is a lot of love, trust, devotion, and commitment in your marriage. And if parents love each other, then their children feel very secure because the foundation that supports them, which is marriage, is secure. As God designed marriage, it takes a lifetime to fulfill one. You can't accomplish a marriage in 10 or 15 years. In fact, at the 25th silver anniversary, a couple should be moving into the richest years of their relationship together. Marriage is an intimate communion of love and life, where a husband and wife share each other's destiny and face the challenges of life together. When marriage is lived well, the couple finds more to love and more to give of themselves as the years progress. Our culture has deviated a long way from God's plan for marriage and spousal love. It is sad to say that there is now a 50% divorce rate among Catholics in this country, which reflects the culture at large. That is not God's plan for marriage. We all know that a great deal of pain and emotional scars result from a divorce, both for the couple and for their children. There is no such thing as a fault-free or pain-free divorce. Because of the high divorce rate, many young couples put off marriage or simply cohabitate. Nationwide, there is now an 80% cohabitation rate among young Catholics. That is not God's plan for young couples. 85% of Catholic couples of childbearing years are either using some form of contraception or are sterilized. That is not God's plan for spousal love. When we deviate from God's plan for marriage and spousal love, we simply reflect the values of the surrounding culture, and everyone gets hurt. If we want to be happy, then we need to know God's plan for marriage, for spousal love, and for the family. And this plan can be known. God wants it to be known. He gives it to us in divine revelation. Think of Genesis 2 or Matthew 19. In the constant teaching of the church over the centuries, and he gives us this plan through the use of good reason. If you think about it for a while, you realize that the human nature has not changed much over the centuries. Neither has the basic human realities like marriage, spousal love, and families. Marriage, according to God's plan, is meant to be permanent and requires total fidelity. It is until death do us part. Spousal love, as God designed it, is always to remain open to the goodness of love and life. We seriously distort the spousal act if we turn against or remove one of these values. The family is a group of people who are intimately involved with one another, where each person is accepted completely for the unique individual he or she is. A family is where a person discovers who he is and finds all the support and encouragement he needs to develop his personality. There is a lot of confusion in our society today about the spousal act. Playboy, Planned Parenthood, and much of our popular entertainment regard the spousal act as a form of recreation, free of any lasting consequences. In this view, there are just two requirements. Don't get pregnant, and don't catch a sexually transmitted disease. But this view falls way short of God's plan for the spousal act. It is important to point out that Father Matthew nor I designed human sexuality, nor did you, nor did Hollywood, nor did the Catholic Church. God alone designed human sexuality and all other important dimensions of our human nature. He has a plan. We can know that plan, and we can put that plan into our lives. It is completely doable. God's plan for spousal love is that a spouse, let us say Adam, makes a total personal gift of himself to his beloved, to Eve. He gives himself totally, nothing held back, no conditions and no reservations. He makes the total gift of himself, and that includes his fertility. This is what the spousal act expresses, and that is what it accomplishes. Eve accepts that gift to her. Then she, in turn, makes the total gift of herself to her spouse, to Adam. She loves him with every dimension of her being, with her whole heart, her body, her mind, her will, her total person. And this includes her fertility. When a couple shares in the spousal act, they are renewing their marriage commitment, and they are nourishing their love for each other, the love that sustains their marriage and their family. As God designed it, every spousal act is to be open to goodness, to the goodness of love and the goodness of life. Responsible parenthood is also part of marriage. This means that parents have as many children as they can responsibly take care of. This usually means, but not always, more than two children. God wants couples to give intelligent direction to their families, which includes the spacing of pregnancies. But he wants them to always use morally good means, means that never turn against one of the intrinsic values of the spousal act. This is the role of natural family planning, or NFP. Natural family planning allows a couple to responsibly plan their family without rejecting or turning against any of the essential values of the spousal act. When a couple knows NFP thoroughly and applies it correctly, it is 99% effective as a means of spacing pregnancies. This is very effective. NFP requires that the couple abstain from the spousal act during their fertile periods. Periodic abstinence is completely doable, and there are many benefits that come from using NFP. Because of all the values and virtues associated with it, NFP is more than a method of family planning. It is a way of life. According to Mary Shavanandam, Associate Dean of the Pontifical John Paul Institute for Studies of Marriage and Family at the Catholic University in Washington, couples who use NFP report increased intimacy, greater communication, an improved sexual relationship, and a spiritual awakening or deepening of an already active spiritual sense. Brothers and sisters, contraception and sterilization are serious moral evils, serious sins that violate God's plan for marriage and spousal love. They must be repented of and confessed. And of course, when we are in the state of serious sin, we should not receive the sacred body and blood of Jesus until we are reconciled with him. On this Sunday, I wholeheartedly encourage every couple to learn and to live NFP.